Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
ESP, his pants are tight. ESP, a Twitter fight. ESP, 215 phone code. ESP, he's on the phone.
Oh yeah, I haven't heard this ESP song in a while. The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz of the Go Birds podcast, coming off his 12-hour marathon appearance at the Birds Town Hall. He's a machine. Could he have the belt this week? Could Elliot get the first belt? You never know. Yeah. Elliot Shore Parks. Hey, Elliot. How you doing?
Well, look, if there's any show that would understand stamina, I know it's you guys. So the 12 hours yesterday was nothing.
Yes, and
it's called a big dose of D.
And I actually believe with less Eagles news, you have to work harder because there's, you know, you can't just pop on and go, hey, this happened. You know, you actually got to start thinking. So,
well, I'm used to carrying the content for the station, so that was no big deal.
There it is.
Hey,
you are jackass lunatic.
We're trying to give you credit, and you do that. So we just wanted to get a, you know, the Eagles have made three non-former Eagle signings so far, or non, you know, the players that came from other teams. And really just wanted to go through each of those with you and have you give us a snapshot of each guy, what you know, and, you know, chances that guy will be on the team, so on and so forth. So why don't we start with the newest first, and that is Harrison Bryant, a tight end.
Yeah, so that's an interesting signing for me because I did think they were going to add a tight end, but I thought it would be one that was more known for blocking than receiving. If you look at the grades for Harrison Bryant as a blocker, he has not graded out well as a good blocking tight end. And the reason I thought that that would be more one they would target is because if they do move on from Goddard and keep Calcaterra, Calcaterra is an awful blocker and is a receiving tight end. So Harrison Bryant has been more of a receiver throughout his career. I think he topped up at like 300 yards. But, you know, for a backup, like, that's not terrible. So I would think he'll be a backup here, but I don't, at least initially, see them how Calcaterra and him fit together.
And do you, is this a, and I'll ask this with all of them, is this a guy that you see is going to be on the roster, or is this a guy they sign, they give it a shot and see what happens?
So without seeing the money yet, I would guess he's more like has to be terrible in training camp not to make the roster. Normally when you sign a guy in the first few days of free agency, that's someone you've targeted, that's someone that has a lot of opportunity elsewhere. Obviously that didn't matter for Devin White, where they didn't give him a chance. But normally a guy like that, you will give a real chance to. So I would think there's a good chance he's on the roster.
Devin White.
Or the running back that we signed from Seattle.
Yeah, or Rashad Penny.
Exactly. Rashad Penny, yeah.
Who'd been hurt a lot.
Yeah, and everybody told me it was Bo Jackson. Yeah.
Well, speaking of Rashad Penny, you ready to talk about A.J. Dillon?
Let's do it. Let's talk about A.J. Dillon. So A.J. Dillon, former Packer, has been reasonably productive, missed all of – well, this is – you do it. You do it. Do the A.J. Dillon thing.
Well, so I think it's the better version of the Rashad Penny signing. When Rashad Penny was signed, it was a lot of he's talented, but he's hurt all the time. And I think that's true with A.J. Dillon. But the difference is the A.J. Dillon thing, while a more serious injury in the way that he's dealing with a stinger in his neck, it's one injury. Like Rashad Penny continually got hurt. He would have four or five games and he'd get hurt. Then he'd play again, then he would get hurt. A.J. Dillon has really only dealt with this. Now, obviously, I've not seen the medical records for A.J. Dillon, but I would think if the Eagles signed him, he's reportedly been cleared by football doctors, that they feel he's ready to go. So if he can be the player he was before the stinger, I think this is an outstanding signing. He's super productive. I think he complements Saquon Barkley well. I think that, you know, in terms of roster, I think he'll have to earn a roster spot. I don't think he's a lock just because of the health. But I think the plan will be to go into the season with Saquon, Will Shipley, and A.J. Dillon as the running backs. And I feel way better about this signing than I did Rashad Penny.
Yeah, I mean, the neck injury thing is always going to be something you got to keep your eye on, because until he goes out there and takes contact and doesn't have any issues, you're going to always be worried about that. With A.J. Dillon. I liked him when he was with Green Bay. I thought he was a good 1-2 punch out there with Aaron Jones when he was out there. But for whatever reason, he never turned out to be the running back I thought Green Bay hoped he would be. And then this whole stinger neck injury thing, it's a tricky thing with football players. Yeah, because you obviously are using your head and neck to play football. Like he can't avoid it. He's not a wide receiver. He's a running back.
Doesn't a stinger? Now I'm just remembering from high school. I don't ever remember a guy missing an entire year with a stinger.
Well, I'm saying this must have been a severe one.
Okay,
yes.
Got it.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, some people only miss. You may not even miss an entire week.
Right.
Now, he might just miss the rest of that
right,
game.
Right. Like your arm goes dead. Right. And yeah.
Some people only miss like a quarter.
Right.
But I would think, because I agree with you, this is obviously a different type of injury. It's not like we're talking about someone that's had hamstring injuries throughout his career. But I would think the flip side of that would be, if you've had hamstring injuries throughout your career and you're a free agent, you're probably pushing to go out there and play. I would think with something like this, you would hope it's kind of cut and dry. Like he is either able to play or he is not. I don't think he's going to push it after a year off with a stinger in his neck. So, you know, if they feel confident he can play, I do think it's a very good signing. But obviously, since he hasn't played in over a year, that's a big part of it.
Yeah, I'm thinking more about re-injuring. Because if a stinger kept you out an entire year, this is more than just your normal stinger that we see on any given Sunday.
And I'm sure he got cleared for it. It actually just makes me nervous as a human.
Yeah.
When you start talking about nerves and your neck, like...
Exactly. I mean, I hope everything is. You're right, Spike. You hope everything is legit with him.
But that's also why I think he will compete to be on the roster and will probably be there. But, like, I still think Will Shipley is their plan at backup running back. But if A.J. Dillon, like, is the player he was before, I mean, he's certainly a better backup right now than Will Shipley.
Yes.
Like, Will Shipley still has to prove it. But I think the plan would still be Will Shipley as of now.
All right. So, you know, before free agency started, or even a few weeks ago, we're talking for an edge. We're going like, whoa, what if we trade for Max Crosby? What if we trade for Myles Garrett? You know, and then even the leftovers. Oh, Joey Bosa. And then we signed Josh Uche. So tell us about Josh Uche.
Well, he's not Aziz Ojulari.
So that's true.
But I think they're very similar players. So the thing I like about Josh Uche is I think you're getting him at a very low value right now. He's 2 years removed from being one of the best edge rushers in the NFL. Like, while he's obviously not Myles Garrett or Max Crosby, in 2022, he was like in that discussion that year. I mean, he was winning almost 20% of his pass rushes. He had 11.5 sacks. He was a top 10 edge rusher, according to Pro Football Focus. So in 2022, he was that guy. The issue is it's 2025. In the last 2 years, Kansas City traded for him and then made him a healthy scratch in the Super Bowl. I think my concern with the signing is it feels a lot like Bryce Huff. If you look at what Josh Uche has been as a runner, a run defender, he's been awful. Like, he's been objectively one of the worst edge defenders in the league against the run. So it just feels redundant between him and Bryce Huff, because assuming Bryce Huff's on the roster, maybe we can talk about that in a minute, but if he is on the roster, like Bryce Huff's going to be a third down specialist, and your top two edges are still going to be Jalix Hunt and Nolan Smith. So if you're going to play them on first and second down, and presumably Josh Uche doesn't all of a sudden become an amazing run defender, like, are you taking them off the field on third down just to get Bryce Huff and Josh on? Like, I don't know if that makes sense. So I do wonder what this means about the future of Bryce Huff, because they are very redundant players.
So let me ask you this, Ike, about the difference between being a good run defender and being a disciplined pass rusher.
Yeah.
Is it possible that one of the problems that Bryce Huff had isn't that he's not good against the run, is that he's an undisciplined pass rusher? And I just keep going back to everything that Brandon Graham said, just about not sort of freestyling. Like, be where you're supposed to be, you know. And you know, Hassan Reddick got into a little bit of trouble with this at the end of his last year with us, and that he was just chasing sacks. So is it more for Bryce Huff and Uche about being good against the run, or is it more about them being disciplined in being a pass rusher in those situations?
No, it's more about them being, for a defense, I would imagine, for a coach, he wants you to play the defense that the way it's designed to be played. And they are down in distance for you to be aware of, to understand, okay, is this a running? Is this more likely a running down? Or is it more likely a passing down? Right? And then, okay, are you reading keys formation-wise? In other words, you just can't be rushing the passer blindly, right? You know, there has to be some sense of playing the run as an edge defender. And that's one of the things that made Josh Sweat a good defensive end, because he wasn't the biggest, but he played the run well. Like, he played the run well, and he just wasn't a guy who ran up the field creating these huge gaps there and making it difficult for the linebackers to be able to play run defense. So this kid, Uche, and you look at Bryce Huff, these guys are obviously pass rush specialists. That's what they love to do. But in order for Vic Fangio to play you, you're going to have to play the defense the way he wants it played. That's the one thing I love about Vic Fangio.
And he doesn't mess around there.
He's not putting you on the field.
Right.
Like, he's not putting you on the field unless you're playing the defense the way he wants it played.
Well, and so off of that, I don't believe he got much guaranteed money. Now, I think he will make the roster for the same reason I think Harrison Bryant and A.J. Dillon will, because they targeted them early in free agency.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he didn't get a lot of money. Like, there must have not been a ton of interest there. And I think it's a lot because of how bad he is against the run. So I just wonder if this is someone maybe like – I would be curious to know if it was a scouting office, like, signing, or if this is a Vic Fangio signing, because it just doesn't seem like a player – Vic Fangio would want to play. And for maybe not a lot of money, it was, okay, let's bring this guy in and see if he can work out.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, some of this, what the Eagles have to do is identify, like, what they're sort of looking for, So I don't know if they want older veteran guys that would be willing to come in and play on a one-year deal, or are they looking for guys who they may feel like has some untapped potential that if you put them with this coaching staff and you put them in this environment, maybe they could tap into some of that potential and you get something out of them. You know, these aren't signings that I believe they believe are going to be difference makers. At least they don't anticipate them being difference makers. But if you throw enough up at the wall, who knows what sticks?
Which happened last year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I don't mind them bringing in guys, yeah.
So, but my concern would be, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but like, Josh Uche, I think Harrison Bryant and A.J. Dillon are maxed out. Even if they have a great year, they're not going to make a ton of money.
No, right,
but,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. But Josh Uche, in theory, like, could have a big year. Like, he has in 2022. He's going to be an edge rusher. They make money. He'll only be 27 next year when he hits free agency.
Right.
And this comes back to the one-year deal thing where they also don't do in-season extensions. Like, they will happily, I'm sure, this time next year be talking about how all of a sudden Josh Uche is worth $15 million. Like, that's a good outcome for them while they're playing. But if you're going to sign a young guy that's undervalued and then essentially allow him to come here with the sole purpose of, like, upping his value, then you're setting yourself up where next year he's just going to cost a ton more if it works out. So I just really think the one-year no in-season extension thing feels like not a good combination for getting guys.
But here's why I wouldn't be worried about that, though, as it pertains to that position with the Eagles. They have young guys in place already. They aren't looking for Uche to be some guy they signed for 4 years, $80 million next year. Like, they still have the same financial strategy going into next offseason as they are the setting up this year. So even if Uche has a career year, they're going to let him walk and let somebody else pay him. Unless Nolan Smith is injured or Jalen Hunk stinks, like, they aren't going to pay this kid. They'll let him walk and let somebody else pay him. Like, they are setting up to pay their own young players that they've drafted and developed next year, and I don't think this kid would change that. Now, the Zach Bond situation, here's what I think what has happened with the Zach Bond situation. If Nakobe Dean was healthy the entire year and finished playing the way that he played and by all accounts had a solid year, I don't know if the Eagles are willing to give that money to Zach Bond. The fact that Nakobe Dean is injured, they're almost left with no choice but to pay Zach Bond. But if you have the replacements already in place, then it's beneficial to them financially to not give a linebacker $50, $40 million. When you got a guy, when you can pay Nakobe Dean, who I guess he would have been eligible for an extension, but he certainly wouldn't have been, he wouldn't have cost as much as Zach Bond costed. And the way the Eagles have let guys go already, I'm saying it wouldn't have surprised me if they would have let Zach Bond walk because he was too expensive. They almost had to pay him because they don't have any other proven linebackers available to go.
So you would know more than me about how interchangeable Bond, Nakobe, and Trotter Jr. are. Like, to me, it seems like Bond is a little bit of a different player, and obviously he played with Nakobe, so I don't know if Nakobe could slide over or how that would work. But regardless, I get that, but my concern would be if your strategy is going to be essentially become a place where guys can come on a one-year deal as a free agent. You're like, I'll go to Philly. I'll play well. If, you know, we see people get paid. It just seems tough to continually then every offseason be like, okay, well, Josh Uche was awesome, but so was Jalen Hunt and Nolan Smith, so we'll let Josh walk. But then you got to find another player that's undervalued. Like, it feels like
that's why they got 20 picks. They're going to draft guys. That's the other thing. They're going to draft guys this year.
But those are unknowns, too. If you're signing guys to one-year deals and not doing in-season extensions, you are running a risk of allowing talent to consistently leave your building and having to consistently replace it. Like, and they're
welcome to the NFL.
It's harder to do than keeping that.
Welcome to the NFL.
But it could be avoided. You could do in-season extensions. You could give two-year deals. Now, obviously,
not at the cost, not at the expense. Listen, I'm going to tell you who they're not going to let walk out the door. Jalen Carter, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, like, those guys aren't walking out the door anywhere. Like, those are the guys that you can't pay every player on defense. So they have to identify who they're going to pay and who they're going to keep. And then you have to be willing to let some players leave, even if it means you're going to go get paid somewhere else.
Right, but you could try to protect yourself against that by signing players to more than 1 year deals, by doing in season extensions.
I can't do that with unproven guys. I can't do that with a guy like Uche, who by all accounts had one good year in 4 years, and he comes and plays with this team with a ton of talent around him, and then I'm gonna pay him as if he's the key to everything. I can't do that.
You don't have to pay him as if he's the key, but you could give him. I mean, I haven't seen the money, but let's say he got $2 million, right?
Okay.
You could give him $5 million for 2 years, right? Like you could give him a little more now, so you at least own his rights beyond this season. Like that's the value.
If he wants to sign that deal, too,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, he has to want to sign it. That's part of it. But if he's taking the most money to come to the Eagles, and let's say his biggest offer is $2 million, just use a number,
yeah,
and they're saying we'll give you 5 or 6 for 2, like I just think the extra money now seems worth protecting yourself. Again, like if they would have given Zach Bond 2 years, 10 last year, now maybe he wants a new deal this year anyway, but at least you own his rights, and that's a negotiating ploy you have.
Can you imagine if they had given Zach Bond 2 years, $10 million? Like, we would have been like, why the hell are they giving Zach Bond $10 million?
Yeah, they didn't even think he was that good.
Yeah, guy's never even been a starter before.
Right, but now they'd be looking like geniuses.
Well, but then I guess my point would be, Elliot, and I understand both sides mm-hmm. of this.
Yep.
They also would have given Devin White 2 years, $10 million.
Right.
And they also, you know what I mean? Like, you can't, every shot, I'm with you. When they don't have that option to keep them, then signing one-year deals, the Sixers did this a bunch, signing a one-year deal, mm-hmm. then you just end up, you know, having to spend three times as much because you have the guy in a prove it year. I think Ike's point is they're at the mercy of the stars that they're paying at this point.
Yes.
And signing guys to 1 year prove it deals, and look, God bless him if this guy's gonna get paid $25 million after this year.
Let somebody else pay.
Right.
I'm not advocating doing it for every position, but when you're a 26-year-old edge rusher that's going to come here exclusively to rush the quarterback, it's not crazy to think that your value could really increase.
Yeah, but that's why probably he wants to sign a one-year deal.
Right. I get that.
All right.
Go ahead.
It's just going to go in circles. I hear what you're saying. I hear what Ike's saying.
He tried to wrap it up, man. He tried to wrap it up.
I have one more important question for you today, Elliot.
So
Joe Banner was on the morning show today, former president of basketball operations for the Eagles. Football operations.
Would you lock in?
Jake Rosenberg is joining us at 4, the former cap expert of the Philadelphia Eagles, worked with Howie Roseman. I want you to rank who is best at the cap stuff, you, Jake Rosenberg, Joe Banner, like at this point?
Right. Well, so Jake Rosenberg's definitely number one. I've learned a lot from covering him over the years. I think he's very
you are something.
He's very
covering him.
And what Howie does. So I think Jake Rosenberg is definitely number one. Now, before 6 a.m. this morning, I probably would have put Joe Banner too. And I think he probably still deserves that out of respect. But I disagree with his assessment of the cap this morning, and I think his view of dead money, in my opinion, is like a little antiquated. So I agree with him that they have more dead cap hits than normal. They have $55 million in dead cap hits this year, and that's a large amount, no question about it. But like, they don't care about dead cap hits, and I also don't think it's really impacting them that much this year in their decision making. So Joe Banner said that they're still in a good cap place to how good their roster is, so I'm happy we agree on that. But, like, in terms of the dead cap hits, I disagree with his view on it. But, yeah, I would say he would probably be number two. Probably.
Okay, all right. Well, we're going to ask Jake Rosenberg about your
whole...
That
was humble of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About your whole...
Hey, look, I have respect for these guys. When you're in the same field, you know?
you're the best. You're the best. You can get the Go Birds podcast. It's a good week for the Go Birds pod. You get Go Birds daily in your feed every day at 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. or 7 a.m., depending on what we're doing. But it's a good listen. All right. Thank you, Elliot.
Yep.
All righty.
Yeah. We were... There we go. We were at that point with the Elliot thing.
You felt it.
It's like it's like a Keystone Cops or whatever. We're all just running around the car chasing each other. Yeah, yeah.
You felt it.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody made their point. So do you believe in the draft and develop if the Eagles want to win a Super Bowl next year, or do you think they should package some of those picks, go get themselves a player, which is what I think. You want to win the Super Bowl next year. Coming up next, two very big important things here. First of all, High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. We have we could check in on Clearwater as we're 2 weeks away from opening day. And some big news on a Philadelphia 76ers player who has a max contract.
Uh-oh.
That could be anyone at this point. The throw up sound. That's coming up next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.